You know, last week when it was a really nice week, nice weather outside, I was going for a walk. And I realized that when I was away from the sun and I was just walking away, that I couldn't get away from my own shadow. If the sun was behind me, I could never get away from my own shadow. But when I made my turn and I was facing the sun, there was no shadow. I was kind of free of my shadow. You know, oftentimes in this world, in the culture, there's this thought of going around that, you know, I'm okay, you're okay, we're all just okay. And there's nothing need to change. But how wrong that is. Because deep down inside, we know our own sins. We know that things aren't okay. That things can be better. And that's why there's a hope to move forward. In the gospel today, and also in the gospel of John, there's always a motif of light and darkness. Light and darkness. And in the gospel today, he talks about how Jesus is the light and how we're afraid to go into the light, that evil likes to stay in the darkness. There's a saying that you're only as sick as your secrets, the things that you keep in the dark. Think about a windshield. You know, at night, your windshield looks pretty clean, but have you ever, on a sunny day, you're driving in the sun, you can see every dirt on your screen, your car screen, your windshield. And then you realize, no, I need to get this washed. I need to get this cleaned. Sometimes that's like us in our own lives. We're afraid to step into the light because it will show our own sins, our own faults. But that's what this season of Lent is kind of all about. That's why we have the disciplines of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, to realize that, you know, I'm not really in control, that I do struggle, that I need God's grace in my life. That's why this season of Lent is kind of painful. It's just a struggle. But so that we can grow in deeper trust and relationship in God. You know, St. Thomas Aquinas once said, and I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember the quote, that meditating on the cross is one of the deepest prayers. That you could spend your whole life meditating on the crucifix, and you learn everything, you could learn everything to need to know about God in the crucifixion. And I think that's true. In today's gospel, he talked about Moses lifting up the serpent. So too the Son of God must be lifted up as well. Now, what is that old story of Moses lifting up the serpent on his staff? It's when in the Exodus, the Israelites, they were worshiping other gods, and so God sent these serpents to bite them, and they were dying from it. And so they prayed to God, God, help us. So he told Moses to lift this bronze serpent on his staff, and all those who looked at it would be saved. Now, what is the message there? Is that if you look at the thing that is killing you, that you will be saved. Sometimes we run away from our own pain, our own struggles in our lives. We procrastinate, and it makes things worse. God is saying, look at it. Look at your own sinfulness. But so too, that image right there in the Old Testament is fulfilled in the New Testament, in the crucifixion. that's saying that if we look at the cross, the crucifixion of Christ up here, that we will be saved. Showing us that, really, God died for our sins. So yes, it makes us look at our own sinfulness, but it should move us to hope. In our gospel, the one line is John chapter 3, verse 16. It basically tells the whole gospel that Jesus came. God sent his only begotten Son into the world that those who believe in him may not perish but have eternal life. And that is our belief, that in the crucifixion, that God came so that we will be free. But it's only if we will be willing to look at it. Look at it with hope. So to look at it so it reveals our sinfulness, but to move past that. That he raises from the dead. That we don't have to be afraid of our sins. We don't have to be afraid of the light. And so, too, he gives us the sacraments to kind of nurture us on this journey. Just like in the Exodus, he gives manna from heaven, so too in our day, he gives us his own body in the Eucharist to sustain us in this journey. Not this only the journey of Lent, but in this journey, this pilgrimage of life. He gives his own body. Even in the sacrament, we participate in the death of Christ, but not only that, we participate in the resurrection as well. And that is the great hope for us. So as you come before the Lord today, where Christ is truly present before you in the Eucharist, be not afraid to step into the light, to acknowledge your sinfulness, to acknowledge your need for God, so as to be free to receive his grace in your life. Amen.